Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
What are some of the challenges and opportunities facing Simpson College? Let's go in-depth with Jay Simmons, president.
President Simmons, where are you from?
Originally, Muscle Shoals, Alabama is my hometown.
Well, where'd you go to school?
I attended a place much like Simpson College, Birmingham Southern College. It's a small liberal arts college affiliated with the United Methodist Church. And that led to basically a lifelong career in Methodist higher education.
And what was your discipline?
Political science.
And what made you want to go into political science?
I had, like so many of us in college, I had a faculty member who I found very engaging and interesting. Had the chance to work with him throughout my undergraduate coursework, and after one or two courses knew that I wanted to major in that area, primarily because I was so inspired by his teaching and knowledge and his engagement with me.
Isn't that neat when that happens?
It is. To me, it's what should happen at a small residential arts and sciences college like Simpson or places like ours, because you do have the benefit of that close interaction with a faculty member. And I try to remind students and parents, it's not quite so important what your student chooses to major in. It's more important that they find something that engages them, that they enjoy working with the people in that department. That will help make them more successful as students. And later, they'll be more successful because they've had good grounding in the discipline that they've studied with someone they enjoyed working with.
Why do the liberal arts matter?
Because in a society like ours, the whole foundation of this republic is predicated on the assumption that an engaged, educated citizenry is capable of self-governance. And that means for most of us, particularly living in a society as complex as ours, we have to be able to at least have some understanding of the issues that are before us. We're not all going to be trained, rigorous scientists, but we need to have some understanding of science and scientific method. We need to understand something about economics, social issues, cultural issues. An arts and sciences foundation helps people have that sort of grounding so that they can inform themselves about issues before the nation and the society and make informed decisions accordingly. Without that, we're not, in my mind, capable of making the kinds of decisions that are in the better interest of our communities.
Well, and how long have you been at Simpson?
I'm in my sixth year here now.
And looking back, what do you see as some of your, you know, major successes, things that have happened?
One of the things that we've been very proud of over the last year is the introduction of the Simpson Promise. That is a financial aid program that we launched a year ago, targeted at families with $60,000 or less in adjusted gross income. Those families can send their student to Simpson if they're otherwise admissible and graduates of an Iowa high school. They can come to Simpson College and they can apply through the free application for federal student aid for the Iowa tuition grant and a federal Pell grant. Those two sources of funding will cover the cost of their tuition for their first year at Simpson College. They have to live on campus and take advantage of our board plan. And what that means for those students is that they have a room and board plan at Simpson College that's typically $1,000 to $1,500 less than they would pay at other institutions of comparable quality around the state and our public institutions. So they're actually getting quite a good bargain for a high-quality educational experience. And then for each subsequent year of enrollment, they're responsible only for the margin on any tuition increase. So that by the time those students are seniors, their tuition bill may be a few thousand dollars. They can't go to a public institution that inexpensively. So it has been a great way for us to help keep the cost of a Simpson education affordable and accessible for those families.
And how many students are on that scholarship?
We had 152 students enroll this past fall on that program. To give you a sense of the comparison, the previous year for the fall of 2017, if the program had been in place in that year, we had 48 students enrolled at the college who would have been eligible for it. So we tripled the enrollment from that group of students at Simpson College this fall as compared to the previous year.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Jay Simmons, president of Simpson College.
And how does the student body compare? I'm guessing it's maybe more diverse, maybe more rural.
You know, we've always had a great foundation in Iowa. In fact, there were some years, a decade or 12 years ago, you would have seen 94-95% of our student body coming from the state of Iowa. As Iowa's demographics have shifted, and as we have fewer high school graduates over the last decade or so, we've reached out to more parts of the country to recruit, so we have a broader recruiting base now than we once had. But Iowa is still very important to us. We'll have 3/4 of our students will come from Iowa, both rural, Des Moines, Golden Circle, so we have a pretty good reach across the state.
Well, it seemed that Indianola's small-town atmosphere, yet so close to Des Moines, that Des Moines would be a really good source for students, is it?
It is. We recruit very heavily in Des Moines and inside the Golden Circle. The other benefit of Des Moines for us is that we're so close to it. It means that our students have almost untold numbers of internship opportunities available to them. So it's not at all uncommon for one of our students to have 2-3 internships during the course of his or her career at Simpson College. And that helps because we know from the national data that 60% of all new college graduate hiring in the United States occurs because a student did an internship. So for us, it means ready access to good jobs here in central Iowa, but our students will do internships all over the place, but most of them will take advantage of the opportunities available to them through Des Moines.
Now, higher education is undergoing some fundamental changes, and there's lots of issues at schools across the country. And I understand that Simpson's had a couple of levels of layoffs. Could you address that, why that was necessary?
Yeah, we are experiencing the same kinds of issues that are occurring all over the United States right now in higher education. Over the last 5 years, enrollment in higher education institutions across the country is down over 1.25 million students. So all of us around the United States are looking at our various programs and asking, are students taking advantage of these offerings? And where they're not, most of us are making reductions in those areas and redeploying resources in areas that we think make better sense in terms of how we provide service to our students. So in our case, we have had some reductions, but at the same time, we've added positions. We have a new human services program that seems to be off to a good start. We launched a health services leadership program a couple of years ago that has gone from 0 students at inception to something like more than 40 students enrolled in that major now, which is intended to produce graduates who can serve the healthcare industry, whether it's long-term care facilities, hospitals, and so forth, but to prepare them to work in that world. We are starting a new data analytics major this fall. We think that will be an area that will have a lot of growth for us in the years ahead. So yes, we're making some reductions, but we're also putting resources in other places where we think students will be well served.
Well, one of the things that's always hard in higher education, especially for some disciplines, is justifying the cost of them. The ones that don't make any money, let's just say, that, but yet are still important, like, let's just say, philosophy. I mean, philosophy is of fundamental importance to having some knowledge of it, to being a well-rounded person. But it's not like a program that might not generate a lot of student revenue, but still it's important. How do you balance that?
Well, one of the things that a lot of institutions like ours review is look at the overall numbers of credits that a particular program might generate. So it's interesting you choose philosophy because in that instance, so many of our students take a philosophy course as part of their general education program at the college. That department actually, when you look at the numbers of credits it generates, is pretty high on the list at Simpson College because so many students go through there. Not that there are that many majors, although we do have quite a few applied philosophy majors in that department, but more importantly, because students are taking classes in those areas as part of their general education program. So it serves a fundamental need that we have as an arts and sciences grounded institution, and our students are attracted to that area to satisfy those requirements.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Jay Simmons, president of Simpson College. Well, maybe I shouldn't have picked a particular discipline, but it seems that we're so focused on the technical and the STEM fields that it seems like maybe, to me anyway, that we're ignoring some of these other disciplines. We're not stressing them. The arts, music, all kinds of things that are so important to education, the human soul, but they might not be the big bang for the buck kinds of things that the public seems to demand.
Right. I would agree completely, because all of those disciplines come together in terms of an educational program that we hope will help students become problem solvers, critical thinkers, have an appreciation for aesthetics and creativity. All of those values and insights that mark a well-educated person. Those are the things, I think it kind of takes us back to what we were talking about a moment ago in terms of having a capacity for understanding the issues that confront us as a society and a community so that we can respond responsibly, critically, and in the end, constructively.
Well, I was reading the other day that that kind of an education is what Google is hiring for. Not to diminish programming skills, but you can have a programming language, change seemingly overnight. You need the people that can think broadly and with that broad education, as opposed to something really too narrow.
One of the things that we have done over the years is ask the business community in Central Iowa, what is it you want our graduates to be able to do when they graduate from Simpson College? And unfailingly, what we hear are these things. We need students and graduates, new employees who can write well, who know how to work well with others and teams. They have some sense for collaboration. They're able to make a public presentation persuasively and convincingly, and that they have some sense of how they work within a larger community and organization. That's what higher education, in terms of an arts and sciences education, has been doing for millennia now. The form changes over time, but the basic precepts have been the same since Plato's Academy.
What's your vision for Simpson's future?
We have to be responsive to what our students are telling us in terms, and what the larger community is telling us about what they need from Simpson College in terms of preparing students for what they will find in the world after they graduate from this place. So for us, our goal is to make sure that we're not only preparing our students for their first job or that first year in graduate school, but more importantly, trying to prepare them for the job and the work that they'll be doing in 20 years. Because they'll be using ideas that we haven't thought of yet and deploying tools that haven't been invented yet to solve problems we can't envision today. A very narrow education cannot prepare someone for that world. The kind of education that we expect of our students and provide for our students helps them have the capacity to live in that world. So in terms of a vision for Simpson College, I think all of us share that vision that our students will keep these communities vibrant and thriving 20, 30, 40 years from now because of what they took away from Simpson College.
Do you have a philosophy of leadership?
My goal for all of us in this community is to have a strong commitment to shared governance, that we are as transparent as we possibly can be, that we all commit ourselves to working toward the accomplishment of the mission of the institution, and we invite broad participation in large decisions. Toward that end, in January, we will start working on revisions to our mission statement. And the first step in that process will be two open forums for faculty, staff, students, and trustees to come together and share thoughts about what the mission of the college might look like. We're not going to stray from our fundamental purpose as an arts and sciences institution, but are there revisions that we need to make given what we're seeing nationally and in the economy and around the world to make sure that we're relevant and serving our students well in the future?
Any last thoughts you'd like to share today?
Well, just that we feel so fortunate to be a part of the Indianola community, to be close to Des Moines. This community has been unfailingly supportive of Simpson College over the years, and for all of us who live here, it is a privilege to have that relationship with Indianola and the surrounding community.
Thanks to Jay Simmons for contributing to the program.
For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click Radio Plus. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. the one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in Marion County, is KNIA KRLS.